What a day today was.
I have a motorcycle and I haven't been able to ride it because it needed some work and it needed to get fixed. And finally got it all spruced up and ready to go. And I took it out today. And as I was riding down the coast, every time I ride my motorcycle, I think about my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law passed away a couple years back from pancreatic cancer. And every single time I get on that bike, I think of him. And sometimes it's, for a long period of time while I'm riding, sometimes it's just a passing thought. But it literally is every single time because I remember when he was going through his treatment, he had lost a lot of weight and he was he looked like he was fragile, which the guy, if you knew the guy, you knew he was one of the toughest human beings to ever walk this planet. And I remember I just got my motorcycle and I pulled it up to my mom's house. And at the same time, I pulled up, my sister and my brother-in-law were getting there. And my brother-in-law looks at me and he goes, "Sai, let me take it for a spin." And I look at my sister like, "What the heck?" And he goes, "Come on, Sai, let me take it for a spin. Let me just take it around the block." I was like, "All right, dude, here's the helmet." And my sister's freaking out. And he got so excited, so he jumps on the motorcycle. And he backs it up out of the driveway and takes off. And my sister's all worried. My mom's like, "What the heck?" And he comes back, I don't know, probably 20, 30 minutes later. We're all trying to figure out where the heck he is because he didn't take a phone, didn't take anything. We don't know where he went. He came back and he got off that motorcycle with the biggest smile I've seen that I had seen him have in a long time. And he goes, "Thank you, Sai." He goes, "I feel so alive." It's how I feel every single time I ride my bike. It makes me happy because I think of that moment. And so today was such a good day, I jumped on my motorcycle. One of my best friends is in town. He's getting married. So we went to his suit tailor to help him pick out his suit and his shoes for his wedding. Life goes by so quick. We wake up one day and we're in middle school, and my good friend, we hated each other when we first met, one that's getting married. We were in middle school. I thought he was really bad at soccer. He thought I was really bad at soccer, and then we ended up training every day together. It's so crazy how quick life goes. Because you remember these little moments throughout your life, and then you realize my brother-in-law passed away 7 years ago. My niece was so little, she's 8 years old now. I think sometimes we take for granted our daily lives. Sometimes we get so busy going through our daily actions and what we have to do for work and what we have to do to accomplish our bigger goals. Sometimes we forget to sit back and look around at the world and realize how far we've came. Because it really wasn't that long ago. It feels like 2 minutes ago when you think about the memories that you have from way back when. But it was years. Like I said, my niece is 8 years old now. And I look at it. And I look at my niece, and the story that I talked about with my brother-in-law was literally her whole lifetime. It's so interesting because people ask me like all the time, what's the worst and the best thing that ever happened to you? I don't ask it in that order, but you get the point. And I typically say it's my dad passing away. And because my dad was a horrible person, but because my dad was an amazing person. And without my dad passing away, without that change in my life, I would not be where I'm at today, period. Because a lot of decisions that I made after that happened were due to the fact that that happened, right? So it completely changed me. Feel the same way about my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law got diagnosed in October and passed away in April. Is really quick. I truly believe that if that didn't happen, I wouldn't have the relationship I have with my nephews and my nieces and my niece. And I have to be grateful for that. I miss my brother-in-law tremendously. I have so many stories that I think about. That, when I was younger, I'd get so mad with him. I didn't like everything he did. Sometimes I hated him. But he did change my life. And he still is. Which is such a trip. Because as I'm riding that motorcycle, I'm thinking of him. And I'm thinking of the joy that it brought him to ride that bike and feel so alive. And I'm realizing how important it is how so important it is to enjoy and look around and look at the past and look at what you've accomplished and be grateful and thankful. Because I get to jump on that motorcycle. And it's a gift for me to be able to ride that. So many people tell me how dangerous it is, and I know that. But every time I ride my motorcycle, I think of my brother-in-law. Every time I ride my motorcycle, it reminds me to be grateful of where I'm at. To realize that time goes by too quickly to not enjoy what we're doing on a daily basis. These are my thoughts in the dark today.